Welcome to the That's Life podcast, where we discuss the ups and downs of life and everything in between. Here's your host, Shane Makita.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of That's Life podcast. I'm your host, Shane Makita. And I'm here with you on this journey together, hand in hand, ear to ear, head to head, eyes to eyes. You better believe it. I'm in it with you. You're in it with me, and we're going to do it together. I appreciate you guys being here. I appreciate you guys listening. I appreciate you guys downloading into your phones, doing everything you can to be able to make sure that this podcast is a success. And I do it a lot for not only you, but me, and we're all doing it together. So if you're listening, thank you so much for tuning in. If you're downloading, thank you so much for downloading. And thank you to all my patrons of the show that are donating, that are giving to the show to be able to donate, to be able to make sure that we can move forward in a space where we can continue to create good content, create meaningful content, and stuff that helps people in their journeys, no matter what aspect of life that they're trying to be able to accomplish. So let me get into this week's podcast real quick, because I think that there's a lot of content here that I want to cover with you guys. So the first thing I wanted to share with you real quick is, okay, so I got this virtual reality workout program that I'm using right now. So my mother and my sister surprised me a couple weeks ago, and they called me up and they said, hey, listen, I got something for you. And I'm like, what's going on? Is everything all right? Everything good? They said, yeah. We know that you like to work out, but you haven't been around to it. You've been working. You get a lot of stresses in your life, all this other stuff. You don't have a lot of time. So we wanted to be able to help you out because it works for us and we love it. We're going to get you one of those little Oculus, Meta Oculus, virtual reality kind of stuff where you can go in and do some workouts and whatever else. Now, we've really latched on to the Supernatural app on the Oculus. So the wife and I are out there making things happen and doing everything we have to do to be able to continue to move forward. And I've been hitting some of my goals. I've been losing a little bit of weight, all this good stuff. So it's a really good thing. It's a pretty amazing aspect of where we're at. And I'm really, really appreciative and love my family for doing that for me, because they were looking out for me. They knew that I was struggling. They knew that I needed something to be able to take out that energy and do what I have to do outside of full-time jobs and part-time jobs and three jobs at a time. This helps me out a lot. So I appreciate it, number one, from them, my sister Steph and my mother Gail. It was very thoughtful. But this is one of the things that I noticed the other day. I was sitting there doing a workout, and I got my bats in there, and I'm doing this really cool upbeat tune, and I'm just kind of jamming out. And what I found was one of the workouts that I've done a couple times, right? Because I start off on the low, and then you move into medium, and then you can move into hard workouts, and you can really get a good workout and a good bust it out and everything else you want to be able to do. You have to kind of work your way up. You have to build your stamina. You have to build your skill set. So for me, I was in the low section of it, and I was in there just hitting these little balls everywhere, and it was really fun, and it was cool, and it was good. But my heart rate wasn't going up all that much because I monitor my heart rate the whole entire time to see where my levels are and if I'm burning calories or different stuff like that. And my heart rate wasn't going the direction that I wanted it to go, because I wasn't getting all that great of a workout, because I think it was a little easier than what I expected. But I was a little afraid to move into the next section, the next type of thing that I was trying to be able to work on. So to go from low to medium, I mean, you get faster paces, you got more items to hit, you got to build up your heart rate. Of course, that does pick up a lot, but then you're really just trying to be able to like figure out the rhythms and things like that or whatever. So it's difficult. So when I went into the medium section, I did. I put on my big boy pants, and I went into the medium section of the boxing aspect of the Oculus. Now, it moves quick. It's fast. It's got all kinds of different stuff going on with it. So for me, I was learning the moves and learning everything out, and I was really kind of frustrated internally because I wasn't hitting the moves where I needed it to. And each one of the sessions that you're in with this workout program, the person on there is a coach. So they basically talk you through it, right? So basically like a Peloton instructor or an aerobics instructor at the gym or a personal trainer or anything like that. They're like your own personal one-on-one time that you have with whatever workout that you're doing or whatever song choices that you have. And when I was doing this, I was struggling with the workout, but the coach said something to me that stood out to me. And this is what I want to cover this week. The coach said, if you're doing something or if you are trying to be able to accomplish something and you're comfortable with it, and you're comfortable with it, and you feel good about it, but you're kind of going through the motions, it's because you probably picked the wrong level of adversity that you have to face in life to be able to accomplish great things. And what they said was, is if you're comfortable with it, you're just going through the motions, you're hitting the bags, you might get your heart rate up a little bit, you might get a little bit of a workout, but are you really challenging yourself to be better? Are you challenging yourself to fight through the adversity of the things you're trying to be able to accomplish and the things you're trying to do? You're trying to be able to bust through this and make this happen. And if you're not breathing hard, and you're not actually failing at some of the, missing some of the little balloons that are coming at you or the balls or the boxing or anything like that, and you don't feel a little bit frustrated with it, then is it really worth it for you to be able to not do that? What she was saying was, is if you're challenged this way, it means you're doing the right thing. You're working at it. You're creating adverse situation for yourself. Then you have to overcome the adverse situation until you can then become sort of a master at that situation, right? You practice, you go through things, you fight like hell, you do all the things you have to do that are necessary for you to be successful. Now, I love this. I love when she said this because it spoke right to me. I'm sitting there doing this workout. I'm sitting there jamming out with the easy one right before that. And then I get into the harder one and I'm starting to get frustrated. And I'm starting to get a little bit pissed off at myself. And I'm like, man, I should be able to deliver this, man. Uppercuts and side swipes and knee lifts and whatever else. But I can't because one, I'm out of shape. Two, I haven't done this before. So I don't really know, you know, the rhythms or the cadence or anything like that. So I was getting really frustrated, but I needed to hear her say that to me. And she said, like I said, she said, if you're not doing something that makes you a little uncomfortable, it's really not worth doing. Right? You're just going through the motions. You're literally just checking the box. Now, that's not a bad thing to do sometimes if you just want to get a little quick workout in and be able to do 7-8 minute workout with a song and just want to get a little, the blood going a little bit, the heart pumping a little bit and do it. I understand that. But it sang to me. Her words sang to me. Her words were literally speaking directly to me and through me when it said, if you're not being challenged and you're not creating an adverse situation for yourself, it's really not going to take you to the next place that you want to go with that. So for all those situations that you're in, maybe you're practicing running, maybe you're training for a marathon, maybe you're doing whatever. And do you ever notice those apps like the Couch to 5K and those kind of things? When you hop on there, it challenges you every day to do just a little bit more every day. It doesn't let you sit stagnant. It doesn't let you sit still and go, whew, that was tough, so I'm going to do that again 10 times from now on. No, it challenges you, even if it's a small challenge and a small little bit of adversity that it throws at you, but you have now created an adverse situation for you to overcome. So you push yourself, you push your limits, you stretch yourself out there to understand and know that, wow, this is really worth it. Like, I'm working my tail off right now to make things happen and do the things that I have to do. I feel good about this because I'm challenging myself. And then when you do accomplish certain things that it challenges you to do, how good do you feel? Do you feel amazing? Do you feel encouraged? Do you feel accomplished? All those things are so important in our journeys as we're trying to be able to accomplish things in life. So if you're comfortable with what you're doing, and you're happy with going through the motions, okay, that's one thing. But if you're looking to grow, and you're looking to learn, and you're looking to maybe shave some pounds or get a good time on something, or you're trying to be able to work towards certain things like be an artist, it takes practice, time, and energy. We talk about this all the time on the podcast. But at the end of the day, if you're not putting in the work, you may not get the results you're looking for. So, like, her point is, if you're creating adverse situations and you're creating a situation where you can look at yourself and go, okay, I overcame something for that. I earned my stripes on that one. Well, like, think about that for a second. You have to go through those things to get to the back end for you to feel accomplished and wanting to move forward and do things more. And the other part of it is, don't complain if you're not challenging yourself that you're not getting the results that you're looking for. If you're not putting in the work, if you're not challenging yourself, if you're not creating that adverse environment or anything like that, and you're not really pushing your limits, when you don't get the results that you're truly looking for, don't complain. Do the work. Put in the time. Focus. Challenge yourself. Do all the things that you have to do to make sure that you're not just staying status quo. You're not sitting stagnant. You're not being lazy. You're not putting that thing forward. Those are the things you're not going to do if you're challenging yourself. But if you are, okay, your journey may still be successful in the back end, but it may not be successful at maybe the pace you might want or maybe it's not as successful as the results, total results that you may want, because you're not pushing your limits. You're not challenging yourself to be better. You're not challenging yourself to really stretch those arms and those muscles and everything else you got going on. It's important. It's super important. So there's a couple things you got to think about it. Let's think about adversity for a second, okay? When she talks about having an adverse situation and overcoming adversity and really challenging yourself and really making yourself stretch your limits a little bit, what's adversity? I mean, you guys all know what adversity is, right? Sometimes they're just bad things that happen. These are obstacles that are thrown our way, things we have to overcome, whether it's physical illnesses, whether it's physical limitations, whether it's mental capacity, all these different things that go on. You know, adversity can come in many different forms. So when adversity strikes, and listen, it's going to strike. Whether it's through whatever challenge that you have in your life, adversity will come. It's going to come. And you got to think about a few things as adversity might come your way. The first thing you have to do when you think about adversity is you got to let go of all the things you know. Your previous plans, the things that you've been working on, the things that you've already been in tow with, trying to work on, those kind of things, they're not coming back for the most part when adversity hits. So things change. So what are you thinking in your mind? What is my plan B? How am I going to get around that? What am I going to do to overcome that? All those things. These are things that you have to start to think about, because at the end of the day, be prepared for when that adversity does come into it. Holding on to those old methods and holding on to those old things that you're trying to be able to do or that worked for you before or anything like that, it does nothing for you. It's only going to drag you down. It's only going to beat you up. I mean, think about that. All the things, like, let's talk about weight loss for a second, right? You're trying to lose weight, trying to get healthy, you're trying to do all the things you're trying to do. The things that worked for you 10 years ago, whether it was through dieting, whether it was through working out, whether it was through walking, whatever else, probably and more than likely will not work for you now. Your body changes. Times change. Adversity changes. Everything. You got a lot of stuff that you have to get through and overcome to be able to change the way you do things to get similar results as what you had before. More often than not, it's the physiology, right? It's our physical aspect of where we're at with it. The mental side too. But really, when you think about it, as we age, our bodies change. It changes. So if you're not going to make the adjustment to really go down the road and you're going to go down the simple path that you might have taken before that worked for you, well, you may not get the results you're really truly looking for. And also think about this. The one thing you have to also remember is that adversity is out of your control. Now, let me say that again for the people in the back. Adversity often is out of your control. We always talk about controlling the things that you can control. If you want to control the narrative, control the narrative. If you want to control the outcome and the direction you want to be able to go towards it, then control that aspect of it, right? But things are going to happen. Obstacles will get in the way, and that's okay. You can't control everything. Setbacks will happen. So originally, I just said you have to prepare yourself mentally. This is probably the biggest aspect that you have to prepare yourself mentally for. You're going to fall. You're going to fail. You're going to skin your knee and scrape your elbow like we always talk about, because adversity is going to come no matter what. It's how you adjust. It's how you pivot. It's how you move. And it's how you navigate that you really have to think about when adversity is coming into play. And that's important. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to talk about a couple things that I know works for me when it comes to adversity. Now, listen, I'm not perfect. As you know, I've gained weight. I don't feel that great about myself. I'm trying to get back in the motion. I'm doing this Oculus working out. I'm doing some walks. I'm getting some steps in. I'm in a few challenges, these kind of things, to get back to the basics of what I know and to continue moving forward and change the way I'm eating, or change the way I have been eating, or even the way that I ate in the past when I was dieting and lost weight and whatever else. I've got to change it up because I'm older now. I'm 50 years old. So I got to change it up. I got to think about, okay, what's my alternatives? How can I do this differently to be able to make things happen? I can take a little bit of what I learned before and then maybe adjust it or whatever else. So here's a couple things. One, when adversity comes, this is the absolute hardest aspect and step. I was reading an article the other day and they were talking about overcoming adversity, and they gave a few steps to be able to look at. I want to go over these real quick because I think they're very important. The first aspect of trying to overcome adversity, the first aspect of it, is to stop making excuses. Now, I know that's hard to hear for a lot of people, because when the S hits the fan and things aren't going the way that we want it to go, we make excuses. We literally make all these excuses of why it happened, what it did to take us down, all those things. So one of the things you have to do is prepare for the fact that adversity will come. And the second part is to stop making excuses. You got to first acknowledge the disappointment of your own role in creating these things when adversity happens. This is what the article was talking about. You have to acknowledge our disappointment. Only then can we beat it. Acknowledge your disappointment because the adversity might have come around, but then we can adjust, pivot, and move forward. Even when it's not your fault, pinning all the blame on someone else won't help you get anywhere. So don't blame anybody else. Literally take a look at that adversity and understand that, okay, this is what I'm faced with. This is what I got to get through. I got to go through it. I don't have to just try to get around it. I got to go through it to be able to get to where I want to get to. And then I can look at it and say, okay, what did I learn? What can I adjust next time or anything like that? Okay. Stop making excuses. You've got this. You can do this. You can make this happen. You can overcome adversity even when it feels like it's monumental and the world is coming to an end, right? You can do this. Hey guys, one of the things that I get from a lot of individuals that listen to the show, that watch the show, that follow me on social media is, how can I help the podcast? Well, here's one of the ways that you can. I have a Patreon page. Now, you may not be familiar with what a Patreon page is, but what you can do is you can sign up to become a patron of the show. You could donate monthly to the show. Now, after a few months of donating monthly to the show, there's different tiers to be able to donate to. But you'll get some tchotchkes back. You'll get some merchandise back. You'll get something for actually donating to the show. But in the meantime, it helps to alleviate some of the cost that comes into running a podcast or doing different stuff. So if you're looking to support, I'm going to place the link of the Patreon page right into the bio. And I'll also tell you what it is. It's www.patreon.com/that's_life. And this way, you could support the podcast, you can give back, we could do all kinds of different stuff, and we can grow together. So I appreciate all the support you've given me in the past and in the future and right now. So thank you so much, and back to the show. The second thing that they recommended to do was to write things down. Now, you guys all know my opinion on writing things down. When you put it on paper, you make it on purpose. When you write something down, you are manifesting whatever it is that you're writing down, whether you're putting it into the universe, whether you're putting it into a journal, whether you're doing it to be able to take inventory, whatever it is, writing things down is one of the most important aspects of our journey. Now, whether you like to do it or not, it's important. It's always worked for me. My journal is my daily look at how am I feeling? Where am I at? How am I going to approach this? How did I feel when things were successful? How did I feel when things weren't successful? The things you can do when you're writing things down is you can actually say the things you want to say, and you could talk about whatever it is that's weighing on you. So if you've got stuff that's going on and the adversity is high, write that down. Take inventory of that situation. One, you can also look back on that the next time adversity comes, and you can say, oh, I overcame the last one by doing this. And second of all, if you're successful at overcoming the adversity, write that down too, because then you can really learn on how you overcame, the things that you did, the things you can use moving forward, and learn from the things that you did wrong. Learn from all those things, the mistakes that we make. The mistakes are not bad. The mistakes are not our enemy. The mistakes are part of our growth, part of our learning and doing all those things. I think it's important to write stuff down. The third thing they talked about was changing your state of mind. Your thoughts define you. When we expect failure, now listen to this. When we expect failure or disappointment, we usually experience failure and disappointment. It's a phenomenon. It's a psychological phenomenon. When we expect something to happen, more often than not, it happens. So when you doubt yourself, when you tell yourself you can't do something, or you tell yourself you're going to fail, 9 times out of 10, you're probably going to fail. So mind over matter, and mindset matters every single time we're going into whatever the adventure that we're trying to be able to get through, whatever goal that we're trying to be able to accomplish, whatever place that we're trying to be, whatever it is, change your mindset from the negative Nancy that you don't want to be able to jump into. Sorry for those folks that are named Nancy. I apologize. I really do. But it's just a little cliche kind of thing or a catchy name. So if you're a negative Nelly and you go down the road of saying, I'm going to fail, or this isn't going to work, or, oh my goodness, this has failed so many times in the past, you need to start to change your mindset. The next thing that they talked about after changing your mindset about failure, change your mindset about I'm going to be successful and do mind over matter and really kind of work towards that, is to stay disciplined. It's not uncommon to feel like your life is out of control and it's out of your control. Practicing the same daily habits like exercising, meditation, and mindful breathing, scheduling short breaks at work, and making sure you eat properly is a simple yet fantastic way to prepare your body for overcoming any challenges around the corner. Let's hear that again. You're working on things, you're busting your ass, you're trying to be able to make things happen. If you prepare yourself and you stay disciplined by creating routines and creating different things that you need to do every day, whether it's your workouts, whether it's the type of foods you're eating or the things you're trying to do, these are all important habits you're creating towards success. But you got to stay disciplined. Stay true to what they are. If you want to walk a mile a day for 3 days a week or 4 days a week, stay disciplined. Focus on that. These are ways you're going to help yourself. You know that these are items that are going to be helpful to you and your success. So why not stay disciplined and get focused on them? Why not lean in on those things that you know are going to be successful, that you know will help you in the long run? Create consistency within yourself, but you got to stay disciplined with it. This is another part of the whole writing down. If you're writing down your thoughts, also write down your goals and write down what your daily aspects are going to be. If it's mindfulness, you want to take a yoga class, you want to sit down there and meditate for a little bit, great. Put it on the calendar and make it happen. You guys have heard me say 1,000 times before, put it in the calendar and make it happen. Set an alarm in your phone that tells you mindfulness happens in 5 minutes. Take the time, carve it out, whether you're on a busy day or not, and do the things that are necessary that make you happy, which will also arm you with the ability to be able to overcome anything that may come your way because you're doing things to build your confidence, your happiness, and your ability to be able to adapt. Those are super, super important items. The next thing they talk about is use your sense of humor. This is a big one because they say laughter is the best medicine, especially for your mental health. When you laugh, the hormones triggering stress reactions in your body calm down, and they boost the effectiveness of your immune system. Laughing quite literally causes a change in your brain activity too. Your body creates gamma waves that aid you in your natural healing processes, which leads to long-term mental fitness and positivity. Find a way to inject humor at work or at home. Laughter will uplift your mood and others around you. I never, ever even put two and two together with this, but I'm going to tell you what. When I'm in a good mood and I'm laughing and I'm around my friends and I got the camaraderie going, or I'm around my buddies and we're joking and we're laughing and just having a good time, or when I'm with family and we're out at the beach and just laughing about stuff, or I'm with my spouse, my wife, Crystal, and we're just laughing about stuff, I feel so much better about things. I feel like I'm on top of the world a lot of times, because at the end of the day, if you can laugh, you heard what they said. Laughing literally causes a change in brain activity. You're creating waves in your body that are natural healing processes. I mean, you're healing by laughing. What they're saying is, if you can incorporate laughing in with everything you're trying to be able to do, the journey that you're on, the laughter will also help to arm you whenever adversity comes. I think that's amazing. I think that's pretty good. I never really thought about that, but it's so true. I do so much better when I'm in a good mood or I'm laughing about things. When I'm in a bad mood or I'm grumpy or I'm sad, which will happen, guys, that's part of adversity, right? But if you can arm yourself ahead of time to surround yourself with people that laugh or people that joke or people that are funny or people that, you know, really kind of bring this into play, and you're doing the same thing, it's going to arm you with that ability to heal yourself faster whenever adversity does come. The next thing they talk about is have faith. Don't sink in fear or self-pity. Believing that you can and will make it to the other side of the mountain standing in your way can determine if you reach the summit or not. Have faith. You can do this. You've got this. You're a rock star. These are words of affirmations that you should be telling yourself, because have faith. You can do this. Even when it seems like you can't. Even when it seems like you can't climb that mountain, you can't go down that road, I can't run another mile, I can't go another step, I'm ill, I'm not doing well, or whatever, push through and have faith. You can do this. You can accomplish so much more than what you give yourself credit for, and so much more than what you actually have planned in your brain of what you're going to be able to do. You're capable of so much, no matter what the situation is. Next, this is the most important part, I feel, out of all of them. Let each success energize you. No matter how big or how small, celebrate your accomplishments. You deserve it, which will only help establish your sense of empowerment and self-confidence. Successful people take the time to celebrate their victories, no matter how small those victories are. Celebrate in your victories. Listen, our journey is only short on this earth. But when we're trying to be able to get to somewhere, when we're trying to be able to accomplish something, sometimes that journey can seem so long and far and high ranges to low pits to be able to get through. Things to overcome, adversity, relationships, all those things. Like, it may seem like it's just so far away. And if you are not taking the time to invest in yourself and celebrate just a little bit in your victories, I got up today. I brushed my teeth today. I washed my face. I wrote down my goals. I gave myself a couple affirmations in the morning. Now I've got my cup of coffee and I'm going to go out the door. You may think that those are mundane things, but they're amazing. Celebrate in the fact that you were successful this morning. I got out of bed. I put my 2 feet on the ground. I tried to be able to make sure I got in the right frame of mind to be able to kick ass today and do all the things that I have to do. Those are victories. Celebrate in your successes and your victories. Don't forget to boost yourself up and do the things that you have to do, because all we ever do a lot of times is beat ourselves down because we're our own worst critic. We have high expectations. We're trying to be able to do the things we have to do, when at the end of the day, every victory that you have, you should be celebrating in some form or fashion. Now, I'm not talking about throwing yourself a party and getting all crazy about every little thing. What I'm saying is, when you're doing that little journaling that I told you about earlier, when you write down those things, write down the victories as well. I did really good today. I went the mile and a half and I wasn't breathing so heavy that I was feeling like my lungs were going to fall out. You know what? I did a really good thing today. I did something for somebody. I paid for them their food behind me at Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks, and I felt really good, and I felt like I was investing in someone else, and I got a smile or even a tear from somebody. Or my kid was really struggling with a certain subject in school, and I really focused on making sure I removed all my distractions to really take the time to invest and learn and grow with them and help them understand that I'm here for them. These are all victories. These are all victories that we normally don't celebrate, which you should. So let each success that you have energize you to move you forward. Okay? The next item that they talked about, don't take no for an answer. Determination is one of the most important and effective tools to help you deal with adversity. One person turning you down doesn't mean everyone will. Let me tell you a little bit about this. Here I am doing a podcast, right? There are millions and millions of podcasts out there. There's podcasts everywhere. Everybody you can think of, every celebrity has a podcast. Every sports athlete has podcasts. People are doing self-helps. People are doing ups and downs. They're doing jokey Jokerson ones. They're doing comedy. They're doing murder mysteries. They're doing whatever it is. And there's a lot of successful ones that are out there. So when you live in comparison and you're really kind of starting a podcast like myself, right, a few years back, I had zero faith in myself. Zero faith in myself. And so when I ask people, hey, I'm starting a podcast. Would you like to sponsor, or would you like to be a part of the podcast? Or maybe I want to do an interview with somebody that I look up to and I'm looking at going, I don't know if I can interview them. I don't know if they'll accept it. I'm just a small fry. I'm nobody big. And literally, why would they want to come on my podcast? But every single individual that I've asked to be on the podcast so far that I've done interviews with have gladly said yes. And when we got done, they said, this was an amazing interview. Thank you so much. You're really good at what you do. But I didn't have faith in myself. I didn't understand the concept of you're good at what you do. You're meant to do certain things. This is one of the things. So work hard at it, hone your craft, and do everything you have to do. But don't take no for an answer. If you walk up to them and you say, hey, would you like to be on my podcast? Speak with confidence. Understand you are good at what you do. Stop self-doubting and stop thinking that you're not good at what you do. Instead, walk up to them and say, you need to be on my podcast. You need to be a part of this whole entire thing because I love your story and let's make that happen. Don't take no for an answer. You deserve. And if you do get a no, that's okay because they may come back. Trust me, I've had that happen. They said, no, I'm all set. And then they came back to me a couple months later and said, hey, you know, I know we were talking about doing that podcast together. I think it might be a good thing, man. Let me check it out. What do you think? Let's do it, right? Don't take no for an answer or put it on reserve if they do say no and just know at that moment in time it wasn't meant to be. That's it. Simple. Lastly, surround yourself with people who have a positive mindset. Oh boy, think about that. Surround yourself with people that have a positive mindset. You've heard me say many times before that if you're surrounded by people that are negative, surrounded by people that doubt you, surrounded by people that talk about the past so much and just live in the past or comparison or will beat you down because they're not feeling good about themselves, they got to go. They have to go. You have to rid them. You have to move on without those individuals in your life if you want to be successful in the things that you do. Some people might look at it as I need some of those people in my life because it really kind of balances me out. I say hogwash. Because if you have people that are negative naysayers in your circle, in the realm of where you're trying to go and the things you're trying to do, if you have those negative people, guess what they're going to do? They're then going to infiltrate the brain that you are working with for them to say, doubt yourself. You're not good enough. Even though they may not even say those words, they may say something out of the ordinary or whatever it is, you're not good enough. I don't believe in you. These are tough things to hear. And you wouldn't think that your friends or your family would be there to say those kind of things, but they do. You have to take a look at it, take inventory of who you have surrounded around you and surround yourself with the right people, with the right mindsets to keep you moving forward. And if they check in and they give you a little tough love on those goals, that's okay, right? They may be saying, hey, you know what? Maybe try this next time. Or, hey, you know what? I was rooting for you. I was really thinking about you today or whatever else. If they're not calling you when you don't need them, right? And they're checking in with you. If they are doing that, then they're the right people. If they're not, they got to go. All they're doing is bringing you down. All they're doing is dragging you down, okay? And here's the other thing. Lastly, this is my note for this. You got to reflect on the process. If you're working hard at something and you're not reflecting to learn, to grow, to overcome, to pivot, to adjust, to do all those things, because life is not linear. We're not looking at something that goes from point A to point B. We're looking at something that goes from point A to point A2, A1, A6, A7, B1, B4, B7, C12, C15, C6, back to A, over to... Life is full of ups and downs and squirrely lines. There's no straight line from one place to the next. And if there is, it probably goes back to the same thing that the coach said to me on that Oculus. If it's become so easy that it's a straight line to get to your success, you're probably not challenging yourself enough. You're probably not creating the adversity that you need to grow and to be better and to be amazing. Think about that. But you got to reflect. You got to reflect whether it's writing it down or whether it's doing whatever. Because if you don't reflect on the things that are successful and unsuccessful, all you're going to do is continually beat yourself down because you're not where you want to be at that moment in time. But if you reflect on all the things, the small steps in the journey, the small checkpoints to take along the way, if you can do that, and you can move that forward. Think about how successful you can be when you have lots of little victories and little things that you've overcome when the big ones come. Because like I said, the big ones are going to come. Adversity will happen. I mean, it's just life. And life is full of all these little bullets in the chamber to be able to keep firing at you. But if you could take all those things that we just talked about a minute ago or during this podcast, think about how successful you could be. Because you're a rock star. You got to get the right mindset. I have to do this too. This is my journey as well. So this is one of the reasons why I talk on this microphone, is because I'm telling myself, these are things you need to work on, Shane. And if it helps you along the way, and you can take notes and you can do the things that you have to do, and you're successful because of it, then we have a win-win situation on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. And that is a victory in and of itself. Because we as humans, a lot of times, we're negative. We're negative about a lot of stuff. We're negative about the beatdowns. We're negative about all the obstacles. We're negative about all that stuff. We got to start to change our mindset, believe in ourselves, and know, at the end of the day, I believe in you. And hopefully, you believe in me too. We'll talk next time, guys. See ya.
Thank you for listening to the That's Life podcast. Please leave us a 5-star rating and any feedback on whatever platform you're using.